we can do it in 25.
Yeah, maybe 25 minutes is what we've been doing.
I think we have.
Okay, ready?
No. I'm going to put it in here for you just in case. Okay, ready, set. The timer has started.
Okay. Hey everyone, welcome to Frugalicious. I'm Jessica, an outdoorsy teacher who still really isn't on social media much. And I'm here with my social media guru sister, Beth.
Hey guys, I'm Beth, a frugal enthusiast who loves to sell things and find free things online. In this podcast, we'll share with you some frugal and fabulous tips, tricks, and life hacks.
Don't chase the money.
Nope.
Let the money chase you.
That's right.
Cause you're the boss now. Telling daughters what to do. It's Frugalicious. Yeah, it's a movement. We'll find the discounts. Yeah, we can do this. Yeah, we can do this.
Okay. So let's start with our frugal tidbit.
Yes, I love it.
I don't know how much of a frugal tidbit this is, but it came up in my life today and I was super excited about it. Great. So I have a friend who has a mulberry tree. And in my head, that was just like the name of the tree, mulberry, not really thinking about there ever being berries on it. But some mulberry trees produce berries. And so I was harvesting these berries and I got another friend to come help who's kind of crazy like me and likes to forage and harvest for things. So we were doing that. And then later she sends me this video on, oh, this is perfect. Social media on where, anyways, it doesn't matter, but she sent me a video and it turns out you can also harvest the leaves of the mulberry trees and they're super full of lots of good vitamins.
Ooh.
And you dry them and make them into a tea. So I was
perfect.
Over
you love to make tea.
I know. So I was over helping the friend who had the mulberry tree. She's actually in the process of moving. So I was helping her do some more moving today. And so I harvested some mulberry leaves. So anyways, that's my, I guess the tidbit is be a forager. Find out what things you can harvest and do it.
Be a forager.
Be a forager.
That is something you would say.
Yeah, I love it.
We grew up with mulberry trees in our backyard.
I know.
They didn't really have mulberries, just those weird things that kind of like look like caterpillars.
Caterpillar things. I know. I was talking to my friend about it. And I guess there's different types of mulberry trees, but like these ones, they're legit. They look like raspberries or blackberries. And mostly they're just sweet. They don't have much of a unique flavor.
Okay.
But anyways, I am very curious about the leaves, though, and what that will taste like
Great.
In my tea.
Well, you'll have to report back. That's exciting.
Yes.
Okay, before I share my frugal tidbit, I just want to know how you're feeling about the name Frugal Tidbit now that we've tried it out twice. Because you said last time you didn't really like it.
It's growing on me. I might be okay with it. Ask me again next time. You like it?
It's like a little bite-sized idea. It's just quick.
Yeah.
We could use something like snack size. You know how like when you have the Halloween candy, how like the little ones are like snack size?
Yeah.
Be like snack size.
Nope.
Frugal hack.
Frugal. Yep. Nope. That's
snack
worse.
Size hacks. I don't know. It's worse. Yeah. Okay.
A frugal snack tidbit. Hack.
Snack hack. But then people will think we're talking about snacks. So that's not super
Maybe.
Helpful. Yeah. Okay. This is... I think it's a frugal tidbit for me. It feels still a little bit like I just wish it could be more frugal, but I'm going to share it anyway. So I talk a lot about diapers. I still have one kid in diapers and one in pull-ups. Yeah. So we go through a lot of diapers and we do use cloth diapers, but we have found that like disposable diapers are really helpful to have for going out and for naps and bedtime and stuff. So anyways, I'm always trying to find them either free. That's the best is when you can get them for free. The second best is when you can get them for cheap on Marketplace. Usually like people open a pack or whatever and they're like selling this pack for one time. I got a bunch of overnight diapers for like $2. I was like, great. I can pay $2. So that was great. But I just wasn't finding any and my diaper stash was running low. And I was like, I just need more diapers. So I was looking around to see like what the best price would be. And I use this app called Flip. I don't know if it's just in Canada, but it's Flip with two P's. Anyways, you put it in and it tells you like all the different stores and what their price is. So I put in like size 4 diapers and found out that Walmart had the best price for diapers. Okay. So I was getting like size 4 diapers, and I got this jumbo pack that was 176 diapers. That's like a lot of diapers that would last a long time. He's kind of at the stage where he's like going to be in that size for a while. So I was like, let's do it. Get the big pack. But the box was like $45. And so when you do the per diaper price, this is where you really have to look into it, is the per diaper price. And it's like a normal per diaper price is like anywhere between like 25 and 45 cents. And if it's a pull up, it's like for sure 50 cents a pull up at least. They're like really expensive.
Oh, okay.
So you can get diapers that are like 10 cents each or like 15 cents each. Then it's like, you know, starts to feel worth it. So anyways, this diaper subscription, I was like, okay, they're like 25 cents. That's like kind of on the lower end of the spectrum, but I wanted it to be less. And then I saw the subscribe and save option. So they have this on Amazon for a lot of items. I don't know if you've seen this, if you order like vitamins or like whatever. So the cool thing about subscribe and save with absolutely zero moral quandary is you can cancel anytime. So you can get the subscribe and save with no intention to subscribe, cancel it. Walmart, same thing. They're like, you can pause it or cancel at any time. I'm like, great. So I hit that and it's 20% off for diapers. I was like, that is significant, especially when you're getting like a huge box. So then the price dropped down to like 35. Mm-hmm. And so that ended up being like 20 cents a diaper. So I was like, okay, that's still like, that's less than I would pay for anything else. You're getting the jumbo box. Yeah. Super great. And then the delivery was free. So they delivered it to my house. It was delayed by 2 days. So that was a bit of a bummer. I got that and I had to buy some like toothpaste or something. So I got that and free delivery to my house. So I didn't even have to go pick it up. So I was like, why haven't I done this more often? So anyways, subscriptions, sometimes it's like 5%. Like often on Amazon, it's like subscribe and save 5%. And I'm like, that's not really, it doesn't really feel worth it. But 20%, on like a $43 item is like
significant.
So that's my frugal tidbit, is if there's a subscribe and save option, do it because you can save.
Excellent. Okay. Okay.
So that's the tidbits. Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, Beth. So tell us why we're talking about Facebook.
Why we're here again. Okay. So Jessica and I recorded last time and I was like, great, I got to share everything. And I was like, oh no, I forgot like 4 things. So I'm just going to blame Mom Brain on that one. But we're revisiting. We are going to talk about Facebook again and some things that I forgot to mention, including some very recent experience with 2 things in particular. Because I've been selling a lot of items. So let's start from the beginning. The first one that I just totally forgot to mention last week was couponing groups. So some people are like, you know, the people who are like crazy couponers that they get things for like 1 penny. And then it's like they have their whole house is like a stockpile for the apocalypse. So there's some people that are like, look, everything in this cart was $20. And I'm like, I don't know that I have the time to do that. But these couponing groups, other people do the research for you. So that's excellent. So there's things in there that's like, use this coupon and use your loyalty points for this thing and this thing, and everything evens out to 10 cents each if you like play your cards right and do everything. But sometimes they're just like, here's a manufacturer coupon for a thing. And I'm like, great. So there are a lot of things that we buy, like the No Name brand. So in Canada at Superstore, they have this brand that's literally called No Name, and it's yellow. The package is just like ugly yellow. It's literally called No Name. Half of our cabinets are yellow because we just get everything No Name, you know, like No Name peanut butter, No Name, whatever. But there are some things that we get like name brands, like, you know, like Kraft macaroni and cheese, or like soy milk. So we buy Silk soy milk. So, for example, on this coupon group, they were like, hey, here's a soy milk coupon. It was like, save $3 when you buy them in groups of 2. And I was like, $3? That's like significant.
Yeah, not nothing.
So each box of soy milk, like the liter size, is like $4. Mm-hmm. But one time it was on sale for $3. So I bought 2 of them and then got the $3 off coupon. Ooh, you could still use the coupon even though it's the sale.
Yep,
so I was like, this is awesome. So that was a good one. And then there was a bread one that was buy one, get one. And I waited until the bread was on sale. And then I bought one, get one. So that has been really helpful. It's like, I could do that for a few items. I'm like, great, I saved $3 or $4. I can't do it for everything. Because a lot of people, they start couponing. And what they don't realize is they're buying name brand everything. And they're not actually saving. Because if they bought the store brand, it would actually save them more.
Right.
So, but it's like, if I'm going to buy Silk soy milk anyways, then like, I might as well use a coupon. So
Right.
That was great. So the ones that I'm in, I can put them in the show notes. I think one's like, I mean, they're Canadian, but there's like a Canadian savings group or whatever. And like, you just have to probably look for some of them, like
so
crazy couponers.
It's a Facebook group and like people just post on the feed like, hey, I got this coupon for this. That's all it is.
Yep. That's all it is. People just post when they find a deal. So it's great. Okay. It's super helpful. And then like, again, you just scroll past if you're like, you don't have time for it. You don't have to look at it. It's no problem. But it's just like I really like information. I'm a researcher. I like to think over things. I like to have a lot of information.
Okay.
So I see all of that. So then that's really helpful. And I can do that. Or people will be like, oh, if you have this loyalty program, like you can get a free whatever this weekend if you buy $50 of whatever. So just like, oh, I didn't know about that. And then it just gives you more information.
Yeah.
So I'm all about the information. So that's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay. My second one that I want to talk about is bidding groups. So I totally forgot about this last time. There are groups where you can bid on items and then it's really great because you get a lot of deals. So I've had a few recent experiences with this because I have a family member that I'm helping them as they clean out their house, getting ready to sell it. They're just giving me a bunch of stuff and I'm selling it and keeping some of it for commission. So that's been kind of fun because all of a sudden I have all this stuff to sell. That's not my stuff, but I'm selling it and it's really fun. I really like to sell things online. I have sold a lot of things online, like back in the day, like eBay and Craigslist, and then more marketplace, Facebook groups. But I've sold a lot of things online. So anyways, my tips for if you're going to do these bidding groups, and I'm sure there's some that exist in your area. My first tip is to list things on a weekend, because the truth is people are just on their phones more on weekends. I shared this with the free groups as well.
Yeah.
Just check more on weekends because people are not working. They're in project mode. They're clearing out the house. They're selling things. And then a lot more people are going to comment on them.
Okay.
And I tried this. I listed something on Sunday, way higher bids than the things I listed on Monday. So
interesting.
Just from that experience, I'm like, okay. And then another tip is if you're going to sell something in these bidding groups, do like a few different posts at the same time. Like have them all locked and loaded. Like I typed them out in like my Google Keep and then I just like copy pasted and then posted like four in a row, because then when you go to check on them, it's not like you're just going back to check on one item at a time. You're like, I'll just check my four items, and you have like kind of a small batch of things that you're working on. And that way you're like,
so like if you
want to
put something up for sale, like gather a three or four items that you're wanting to sell, like kind of wait till you have more. Don't just do one at a time.
Like you could do one at a time, but then if you're going to have to go in and check on it, because the bid's 24 hours. So then during the 24 hours in the group that I'm a part of, you're allowed to bump your post four times in a 24 hour period. So if you just put the word bump in the comments, it's like new activity on this photo, and it bumps it to the top of people's feeds. So that way your post doesn't get lost.
Oh, is that why people write bump on things?
Yes.
Yeah, there's so many things I just don't know about.
See,
this
bump.
This is the thing about these. Like, there's really a lot of lingo to it and
strategy.
Yeah,
there's the whole culture.
And etiquette. And yeah, there's a whole culture to it that, like, sometimes people will be saying things and writing things, and I'm like, I don't know what you mean. But I can tell everybody else knows what you mean, so I'm sure you're doing a great job. But I'm lost.
You definitely have to know the lingo. So that's why it's like you get in a group and then you just watch it for a while and see like, what do people pay for things? What lingo are people using? Reading the group rules to see what they are. All that kind of stuff. But I've been in these groups for a while, so I already knew the rules. So that was helpful.
Right.
If I had to start from scratch, it might feel like a little bit more work.
Right.
So if you list these items, you have 24 hours. So then you like, let's say for example, I'm like, okay, I'm trying to think of something I sold. I had a bunch of stamps, you know, like arts and crafts stamps. And it was just like a huge stamp lot. And it was like stamp lot, dozens of different stamps. And then you put a starting bid. So I put starting bid $1. And then it was like the bid is going to end at 10:35 on Sunday or whatever. The bid started at 10:35 on Sunday, because you have to know when it ended so you can call the bid and see who has the winning one. So I put that all in the comment or the description so that when I go back, I don't forget. And you can check, but you can't really check and see the exact time unless you're on a computer, which is tricky. So if you're checking from your phone, it's helpful to have that. So then people put on there like $1, $1.50, whatever. And then whoever has the winning bid after 24 hours, you contact them and they come and pick it up and they pay whatever the bid was. But the rule is that let's say you say starting bid free and someone puts free. and then no one else bids on it, you have to let the item go for free. So you have to let the starting bid be like, if you only got $1, if it was free, you'd have to be okay with that. Sometimes you get more, sometimes you don't. So it's kind of a, it's sort of more like garage sale. Like you're thinking it's probably smaller amounts. So that's why it's also nice to do a bunch of items at once. Because you might only make a few dollars for each one. And that is actually my wah-wah that I'm going to come up to.
And, well, okay, so let me ask this when you're doing this. Like, is it up to the person to come pick it up?
Yeah, they definitely have to pick it up. Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes if you are, you know, a really nice person, they're like, hey, can you meet me here? Or can you drop off here? Like, you might do that. But I've done it before where people, they sell a bunch of stuff and then I go to their house to pick it up and they just have a bin outside with like everyone's names on it. And it's just kind of honor system.
Okay.
You pick up your stuff and like put the money through the mail slot kind of thing.
Right.
So sometimes you can do that. I've been working at home. So I've been able to meet people. They're like, can I come at 12:30? I'm like, great. I'm here. You know, perfect. So that is something that you can, different ways that you can meet up with people, but it's their responsibility. Like if they're in a certain city, and then someone lives in a different city. This actually happened. This person lived in a different city, but they drove out to where I was to pick up the item. They can't be like, you have to come to me two cities away when I bid on your thing.
Right.
They have to come to you. Yeah. Okay. So there's all kinds of etiquette. So I'm going to share my ka-chings and wah-wahs.
Yes. Let's hear
and
it.
My ka-ching is a couple years ago, I sold a coat and someone had given me this coat and it had like some loose threads and like kind of some pilling and that kind of stuff. So I kind of cleaned it up. And I posted this coat, like starting bid, whatever. I can't even remember, like $2 or $5. And the bid went up to $45 on this coat because it was kind of unique looking.
Okay.
And I didn't even buy it. Someone gave it to me. And I was like,
oh, that's
great.
So fun.
But you just have no idea that things are going to go up that much.
Yeah.
So that was a big ka-ching. Another one was someone bid on that stamp law that I was talking about, but they didn't win. And they were like, oh, let me know if the person doesn't pick up. I'll be like next in line. And then I found another stamp lot that I was going to sell. So I messaged her separately and I was like, hey, I have this one. Do you want it for $15? And she was like, great. So then she came and picked it up. So sometimes you get like contacts for people who are like, oh, I'm really into crafting and I want to buy more things. And then you don't bid, but you have that contact of someone who's interested.
Nice.
Potential buyers.
Okay.
My wah-wah is those items that I mentioned that I posted on the Monday. I got like one of them literally sold for $150. So then I had to spend a bunch of time like connecting with the person and finding a time for them to pick up. And, you know, like it was just a bit of a to-do for like a $150.
Yes.
So that is for sure my wah-wah.
So would it be better on these groups then to list items that like, I don't know, just like are larger items better?
Yeah. Sometimes larger items can be better. It depends what people are going to pay for them. Like you might think it's worth $200. Like some people, they do the starting bid $200. I'm like, no one's going to pay that. Like you're not going to, like, you're just living in a fantasy land that you think someone's going to buy that. But sometimes people do get a huge, people do gift cards on there too. Sometimes they're like, oh, this has like $50 on it. Starting bid $10, like for a place they're never going to go to.
Right.
So then that can be kind of a great deal for the person who gets it.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So moving on from bidding groups back to pay it forward groups, because I joined a new one and let me tell you, it has been an experience. So
really?
I'm in a new group. There's some weird rules. So in my other groups that I'm in,
what are the rules?
Yeah. My other group that I love, I have like my favorite pay it forward group. It's great. People only comment if they want something. You have like your next in lines. You can tell people like, hey, it's available. Private message me for the pickup address and like do it that way. So you're not responding to a bunch of comments. So if the person's really interested, they'll message you. Yeah. But this new group, they have all these weird rules like that you have to be a regular commenter and you have to regularly post things in order to win or like to get new items. So this person did like a draw for like a fresh produce basket. Like she has a garden and she's like fresh produce. Every week she does a draw. I was like, interested, please and thank you. And she was like, you have to be a regular commenter. And I was like, okay, like I just joined this group, but they really hold people accountable because they don't want people just in the groups like being a troll and just like picking things up and not really contributing to the group.
Okay.
But it was kind of weird because in my other groups, once an item gets picked up, you delete the post. And so I had deleted a post of something I tried to give away that no one picked up. And so I think when they search for my name,
want people to be thinking it's available still when it's not.
Right. So when they search for my name, they're probably like, you never post anything. Anyways, the other weird thing that people do is that a lot of people like your picture and a lot of people comment like, great gift. And then no one wants it. So I'm like, so you're spending all this time like commenting. People are liking your post, but they don't actually want it because the rule is that you have to comment in order to pick things up.
And so people are just weird group. Random comments just so that they
So I don't love that because I feel like that's not actually how I want to spend my time. So I haven't decided if I'm going to stay in the group, but that's my is getting called out, feeling kind of bad about it. And then I did post a thing and someone picked something up today and I'm like, great, like I'm contributing. Yeah. So that was a wah-wah. But Ka-ching was in that group. I got some frozen fruit. So she had four bags of like little individual frozen fruit packs.
Yeah.
And I was like, great, we drink smoothies all the time. So I got some like really quality frozen fruit and we've been doing smoothies with those. And it was like four bags at the same time. So that was nice.
Yeah.
That was a big ka-ching. So anyways, pay it forward groups, just beware. There's some weird rules. Find the one that you like.
Yeah.
Okay. Lastly, I would like to talk about Marketplace. I think we briefly touched on it last time, but I have more experience now because I have some recent sales.
Okay.
So I will say the Marketplace, I think what I said last time, it's a bit crowded. So there are a lot of posts. Said, There's a lot of free things, which is great for picking things up, but it kind of like crowds people's feeds.
Yeah.
I remembered a tip before I talk about my sales.
Okay.
My tip is if you're looking for things, like let's say, for example, I have free diapers as one of my searches that I always want to see when free diapers come up. You can like hit the little like it kind of looks like the little bookmark symbol and it will actually like save it. And so then when it's like new items for free diapers, it'll like send you a little notification to be like new listings. Also, it'll bump those ones to the top. So I have a bunch saved in there like size 3 diapers, size 4 diapers, free diapers, free baby cereal, free groceries, like just different And then I get little notifications. So it can be a bit overwhelming if you don't want to get more notifications, but it's helpful because it definitely like it's very intuitive.
Are these
like it
push notifications on your phone or are these like when you open Facebook, it's just there.
I don't have push notifications when you open the app. I have them in there, but you could get push notifications for them if you wanted.
That seems super overwhelming. But when you open the app,
for some people
nice.
Might love that. It's up to you, your notification preferences.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, that is, that's my tip from last week that I forgot to say. Okay. Or last time. So recent sales, I have just been selling a lot of things. And the thing that I've learned is that you have to be flexible because sometimes you think something is worth a lot and it's actually no one's going to pay that. So you might think that it's worth $20, but someone's only going to pay five. So then at the end of the day, you're like, would I rather have $5 or no dollars? So then you just be flexible. So a lot of things I listed at a much higher price.
Yeah.
I'll give you an example. I had a little like lapel, like clip-on microphone that like plugs into a phone. I was like, this is worth $25.
Uh-huh.
For sure not. I sold it today for $10. I was like, okay, I started off at 25, bumped it to 20, bumped it to 15, bumped it down to 10. And I'm like, would I rather have $10 or no dollars? 10. I'd rather have 10. So just sometimes you have to be a bit flexible about your prices.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the thing is too, is like you have to differentiate in your mind of, okay, like you're saying, what are people willing to pay?
Yeah.
Because you're not actually, it's not like, what is this thing actually worth?
Yeah. It's like yard
sale. Might have a higher value, but it's like, what are people willing to sell it for?
Right.
And that's how you have to price it because you can't force anybody to pay a price they don't want to pay.
No.
So if you want to sell it, you've got to be flexible on that. And I think it's really hard because you as the seller always are like, oh, this is more valuable. Like this should be.
Totally. So the thing that's been nice about this round of sales is none of it's my stuff. So that's helpful. I got a bunch of stuff, right? So then I'm like $10 or no dollars and I'm getting a percentage of what gets sold. So then it's all profit because I didn't invest anything into it. So that helps a lot. If you're really sentimentally attached to like, I really believe this is worth this much, you're right. It's going to be a lot harder to do sales. So that is... It's just a lot of really interesting dynamics there. Yeah. And you have to really be aware of kind of what you want to do. But for me, I have found that kind of have to be on top of it. So again, I like to list a few things at once so that it's like not just listing things one at a time. And then my tip would be make sure that you're always responding to your messages for sure. But then make sure that you're following up with people. Because what will happen is you'll post something and then you'll get a bunch of people. They just hit the thing that's like, hi, is this available?
Oh,
there's like
right.
an automatic
so many
thing
people,
that you can send.
Yes.
So then I always say like, yep, it's available. When do you want to pick it up? And then you don't hear back from most of them.
Right.
So what I did was I had this item. I'll talk about it right now. I had a greenhouse.
Yeah. Ooh, I've been waiting to hear about it. I saw this on the outline and I'm like,
oh, yeah.
I want to know about the greenhouse.
Portable greenhouse. Sold it for $150. And that's why I listed it for a million messages. Like millions
right.
of people are messaging and they're like, can you hold it till Friday? Like that did all these things. I'm like, I am not holding it for you until
nope.
Friday. I've
nope.
already gotten 13 other messages. So I usually go with the first person that can pick it up. That's usually
yep.
like, can you pick it up? Time to get rid of it. Like
that's
I just
what I've
go
learned
through
because
it.
People are flaky.
They are. Yeah.
So
they can
I,
be.
Cause I used to always be like, well, if I told this person first, I should keep it for them.
No,
but I just had so many people not follow through that. I just have to be,
no.
I've just gotten to the point where it's like, nope, first person that can pick it up and
yeah.
I'll
it
let
out
you
of your
know
life.
If this one falls through, but.
Totally. And that's what's nice is that if you do get a bunch of messages and that person does fall through, then you can be like, okay, on to the next person. Like
right.
they said, they'd pick it up at 6. They're not here. Like next in line.
Right.
So that's why it's helpful to check your messages. The other thing I will say is sometimes people, the other thing that I sold that was, I got a lot of messages for was there was this like thing that you put on top of your car that was, trying to remember what you would call it now, but it's like a storage
like a rack,
thing, like a
not
rooftop.
A rack, but the big giant suitcase thing
yeah.
that goes on top of the car.
Yes. And
yeah.
So I was selling one of those. I wanted to sell it for $75. I got a bunch of messages. A lot of people didn't follow up.
Yeah.
Three people said, would you sell it for $50? And I'm like, you know, I'm going to hold out at $75 for now, but I'll get back to you if I decide to lower it. 3 days later, no one had come in to get it. And I was like, great. I'm going to message those three people who said, is it available for $50? And then I ended up connecting with a guy and sold it to him for $50. So I'm like, great.
Excellent.
Keep those messages, follow up with them. It's just like a bit of work. Like you just have to imagine it's kind of like a second job. Like you just have a bit of work to do. So if you're not ready for that, that's fine. Don't sell anything on Marketplace. But this could be for like teachers, like in the summer, you could go through like a little selling season or like, on the weekends or whatever.
Yeah.
You could find a time that it works for you. And if you don't have time to respond to all the messages, like you probably shouldn't sell it on Marketplace because it's going to be a bit too much work for you.
Yeah.
Like mom really wanted to give away some bricks. And so my mom does not have Facebook on her phone. So she's like, free bricks. And then she got like a billion messages and she just would never check them until she was at her computer like every 2 days.
Right.
So then it was like just not a good situation for her because she wasn't ready to respond to all the messages. She's like, it was so complicated. It took
so
long. And she didn't want to give her address
things,
out to people. And
especially with free things.
Oh, yeah.
People are on it so fast.
So fast. Yes. I love getting a free thing on Marketplace. It's so
Which
true. You have to be ready to pick up.
The
like
the benefit.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Because if it's something that you're like, I just want to clear this out. And I know it could be useful to somebody.
Someone's going
to
pick it up.
Free on Marketplace is the way to go because
it's
people
totally
will come and pick it up. You will get rid of it within a day. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
Dunkies.
Yeah. If you're doing free, that is great. Yeah, it's super fast.
Yeah.
So my tip for this would be that if you have, you can be in different groups. So I'm in a group that's like, you know, like low price items in this area, like a bunch of groups like that. So what happens is when you make your Marketplace post, you can actually publish it to Marketplace and to different groups. And it'll be like, do you want to put it in these groups? And then you can like check a bunch of different ones to put it in there.
I didn't know that.
And then it kind of like publishes your listing in more places. It will only pick ones that make sense. But like my mom's group, like you can publish listings in there. So then you could be like, okay, moms, like it'll go to that group as well. So if you can post it in more than one place, that's helpful. And sometimes I'll do even just a separate post in my mom's group, like not my Marketplace listing, but just like items in the comment, like all the pictures. And then, you know, just one big description that's like this thing, $15, this thing, $10, like take a look at the pictures kind of thing.
Okay. I have a question though. Does that get confusing? Because I'm thinking
I do
like in Marketplace, all the messages come through under the bubble of that like item.
Totally.
And so it's sort of like organized for you. Whereas if you're listing this in multiple places, then you're trying to keep track of like, who did
it? So if you do it through Marketplace and you like check all those places, it will convert it. Like it'll be a Marketplace post. So if people respond to it, it'll come to your messages for Marketplace.
Okay.
If I make a separate post in my mom's group, I just do batches. Like I'm just really methodical. I'm like, I'm selling these four things right now. So I'll be like, okay, moms, I'm selling party decorations, stamps, fitness equipment, and whatever. And I do like the four things.
Yeah.
And then I put them in there and I list them on Marketplace. Whoever buys it first, I just delete as soon as it's bought. And I just remember I listed it in those two places.
Okay.
So for me, that is...
That works.
Yeah, it works for me. But it is something that you have to be really diligent about.
Yeah.
But I've been keeping track of all the things that I've sold. And I'm up to almost $700 of things that I've sold in the past.
Wow, Bethy, good job.
Month, maybe?
Wow.
So, yeah, it's like it can be done. You just have to put a bit of time into it. So it's pretty. And I had some big items like the greenhouse, right? Like that was a big item.
Yes.
So that was significant.
Yes.
So
I know you wouldn't have used it the same way, but I'm just sort of like, why? Why did you sell the greenhouse? Why?
I knew I wasn't going to use it.
I know.
I can tell you with 100% certainty, I would never use it. And it was new in the box. It had never been opened.
Oh my gosh.
Should I have saved it for you? Maybe next time I'll save it. Next time I get a portable greenhouse.
Yeah, next time save it for me, Bethy.
Okay, great. No, yeah, it was a hot item.
Somebody was very happy. Somebody's really happy and got a great deal and is going to be growing some wonderful things in their greenhouse.
Super exciting.
So it's good. But yeah, that's the funny thing to me. Like one person's, you know, the adage, like one person's trash is another man's treasure.
Yes.
And that's the thing about, I think, these groups and posting things that like something that is just not important to you might be huge to somebody else.
Oh yeah.
And you just never know what.
Totally.
I don't know.
Yeah. Like
it's interesting.
This week I picked up some baby cereal. Baby cereal is expensive. It's like $5 a box. It's like a lot.
Yeah.
So this lady was getting rid of two boxes and I was like, I will 100% use this. And I looked at where she was on the map and I was like, this is on the way from the daycare where my kids go. So I was like, I'll just pick it up on the way home. And she like left it on her porch. I just like drove by, picked it up, easy peasy. That was really significant for me. And she's like, it's better than me just like throwing it out, you know, but it saved me $10. So that's like a really, you're just helping other people out. So I just, I don't know.
Good.
For me, I feel like what I see in these groups and what I see when people get things away for free, it's just like, there's just a lot of goodwill in the world, you know, like it's really like restores a little bit of my faith in humanity when I see just like these moms, like wanting to help each other out or people who are like, I just didn't want to throw this thing away. Like, I know this could be significant for someone and people who just want to help. I just feel like it's really, it's really encouraging and makes me feel really happy to know some really nice humans. It's good.
That is really nice.
Anyway, so to wrap up the marketplace, I'm realizing I'm looking at my notes here. I forgot to say my wah-wah. So my ka-ching was
let me hear it.
Big items. That was exciting. Greenhouse. Also, I sold a lot of fitness equipment, which was very exciting this week.
Excellent.
So a lot of individual items. My wah-wah is just like sometimes you just get lots of unsold items. Like you just you list things, you lower the price, and just like no one wants it. So then in that case, again, it's if I'm selling for someone else, I didn't buy these things. I could just throw it in a donation box. That's fine. But, you know, sometimes you get the unsold items and then it's kind of disappointing.
Right.
And you sort of feel like you wasted your time if you've been responding to messages from people. Right. But my advice would just be like, start off a bit higher and then you can always lower the price. And usually if people see the price lowered because it'll cross it out. Like if your original price you put was like 20 and then it's all of a sudden it's 10. People like, I'm getting a great deal.
Yeah.
And so I would say that would be my advice is just like, drop down the price, see what happens.
Yeah, that is good advice because I tend to want to like not price it too high from the beginning.
Yeah.
And I probably price things a little too low.
Yeah, totally.
And then they sell. And part of it's because I'm like, oh, I just don't want to go through the thing of nobody buying it and then having to go back and change the price and having to do all that. Like I'm just, like you're saying, you have to be really diligent.
Yeah.
And you have to be motivated to be really diligent. I'm diligent about many things in life.
You are.
Selling things is not one of them. I would rather just give it away.
Yeah. Well, because you get a lot of free things too.
That's true.
I feel like it's just a even flow.
But I just, every time I kind of have tried to sell things, I don't enjoy it. I just don't enjoy it.
And I love it. Very energizing.
Yeah, I know. It's great. And you do a great job. Like I'm always very impressed with how much money you make and how you're able to keep track of it all and you get it all done. And I'm just thinking, yep, that's not fun for me. I do not get energized by that.
Well, that's definitely not for everyone. But I am curious what you have sold on Marketplace, because it sounds like you have a bit of Marketplace experience.
Oh,
tell us what you've
car.
your
I sold
experience.
My car
Okay.
on Marketplace.
Okay.
And then I sold a little bit of furniture.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that's been about it. And then I've done a couple free things.
Yeah.
But again, it's just like, for me, the going back and forth with people. And I think once you figure out a system, it does get better.
Oh, yeah.
But it is that thing of, again, I don't know. I'm not on checking the messages all the time. I'm more like mom. Walk away,
Yeah.
forget it. I'll check it when I'm ready to check it. It's not
Totally.
how this works. This is not how this
No.
works. So,
Yeah.
yeah. I mean, I will say it was good for selling my car.
Yeah.
That worked
It's
really
great for
well.
selling cars.
Yeah.
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 Totally.
But yeah. So I only do it if it's like either a large item I want to get rid of that would be harder for me to take to the Goodwill or whatever, but you know, just harder to transport items.
Totally.
Or for things that I know, like, okay, these are larger ticket items. I'm not just going to just get rid of it. Like, I do want to
Right.
sell it. But
Right.
yeah, so that's my minimal experience.
I love it. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah.
Well, our do it or don't this week, I would encourage you all to try selling something on Marketplace or try buying. Either way, sometimes you can get a great deal, or try
dip
like
your
finding
toe
something
in the
free.
Water.
Dip your toe in the water. Try to find a free thing.
Yeah.
And just like experiment, because it really is. There's a lot of great deals out there and there's a lot of great things.
I
yeah,
will say
see
I
if
do
you like
that
it.
Every once in a while. I just go to Marketplace and type in free and see what shows up.
Totally. It is unbelievable the things that people get rid of.
Yep.
It's awesome.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So we've got some questions for you guys then. Listeners, tell us, what has your experience been like on Marketplace? Are you more of a Beth? Are you like energized by it? Are you more of a Jessica where you're like, I will just give it away? have you had good sales? What are your want-wants? What are your ka-chings? We just want to hear about it. So get in touch with us.
Awesome. So thanks so much for joining us. We'll be back soon with some more awesome content for you about how to continue to live a frugally fabulous life.
Thanks for listening. Be frugal, be fabulous, and let's talk soon.
Bye. Bye.
Don't buy into the FOMO. We spend money like slow-mo. But we ain't broke, no, because every penny makes sense. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Get out of debt. It's where the money's at. And where the money's at. We do the budget dance.
Thanks so much for joining us for this episode of Frugalicious. Our music is by the incomparable Atoria. Thanks to our mom for teaching us how to be friendly when negotiating something we want. Thanks, Mom. You can subscribe to the podcast to stay up to date on new episodes. Tell a friend about the podcast. That's how a lot of people find their new podcast. And you can look us up on social media at Frugalicious Pod. And together, let's make the world a more frugalicious,
frugalicious place.
Ooh. Also, you can email us frugaliciouspod@gmail.com. Okay, for sure we went over our 25-minute timer. I just kept changing it and adding 5 minutes, and then I just turned it off. But I figured if we could
you know,
be done.
So funny. I wondered. I was like looking at the time, but I'm like, Beth hasn't said anything, so we must be doing fine.
I was like, I'm going to get to the end of it. I was like, if we could finish by 8, that's perfect.
We're getting to the end of it.
So it's for sure longer.
Okay.
Maybe more like 35 minutes.
But. Well, that's not terrible.